Hello, welcome to the Kara Murray podcast. For the next 10 days, we will be doing a podcast mini-series all about your divine role as a Latter-day Saint woman. We will be discussing how we can become closer to Jesus Christ and how the Relief Society purpose statement and the Relief Society declaration can assist us in our work to become closer to our Savior. Hello, welcome to today's podcast. I'm so excited for you to join us for this podcast mini-series. We are going to be talking about our divine role as Latter-day Saint women and how we can become closer to our Savior, especially through the teachings in the Relief Society Purpose Statement and Declaration. I'm so excited to have Heather with me today as a quick introduction. I'll let her introduce herself as well, anything she wants to add. Heather is the voice behind the Instagram account Nourished by the Word, where she encourages daily spiritual nourishment through the Word of God. She and her husband, Dan, are the parents of 5 children, ages 13 down to 3. Heather grew up in Utah and Minnesota, but has lived just outside of Washington, D.C. in Virginia for the past 10 years. She loves spending time outside, snuggly movie nights with her family, quiet early morning scripture study, and chocolate and caramel in any form. Thank you so much for being here, Heather.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I have asked Heather just to share her thoughts on her role as a divine woman in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and how she has become closer to her Savior as she's learned that. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, Heather, and let you share.
Great. Yes. So thanks, Kara. I have looked over the purpose statement and the mission statement, purpose statement of the Relief Society. And it spurred a lot of thoughts about my divine role as a woman, as a Latter-day Saint woman. I especially love
purpose statement and the declaration.
The declaration.
The purpose statement is shorter and the declaration is longer. Yeah.
Declaration is longer. Okay. We'll remember that. Okay. So I love how in the declaration, it starts out with our identity as spirit daughters of God, our identity as a worldwide sisterhood, our identity as devoted followers of Jesus Christ. And as I read that, I immediately thought of President Nelson and his 3 unchanging identifiers that he taught to the young adults about a year ago the young adult devotional. And those are child of God, member of the church and child of the covenant, and disciple of Christ. And I love that through the Relief Society, through the purpose statement, the declaration, we are reminded of those identifiers. I especially love those reminders because the world is telling us the exact opposite. The world is telling us that as women, we need to do more, be more, show up in different ways than we've ever had to show up before. And it's so nice to have this community of women who are unified through our devotion in Christ, devotion to Christ, and our knowledge of who we really are, daughters of God. So that was the main thought that I had is I love being a part of an organization that really focuses on our true identity.
I love that. It's interesting because I think we, growing up, there was so much focus on the young women's theme and now there's a young men's theme and they've both been revamped beautifully. And until President Nelson gave us this challenge as Relief Society sisters to study the Relief Society purpose statement and declaration back in 2018. And I did do a small study about a year ago with this, but I think diving into it more is going to be really beneficial because of exactly what you're saying. As Relief Society women, we're so good at forgetting our identity, even though we learned it in our youth. But if you've been a member that long,
absolutely.
But we have that same opportunity to remember our divine worth and our divine start, right? That we are divine daughters of God. Right. We're told that in the Relief Society Declaration. And I think sometimes you're like, whatever, like, nobody uses that. Nobody sees it anymore. But it really can have deep meaning for us when we internalize it and really understand the words and study it and ponder it and internalize it. It changes
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And it helps with every aspect of life. As the declaration goes on, it talks about all these different areas that we can really build and strengthen and help one another. And as we focus on our true identity as daughters of God and as disciples of Jesus Christ, it makes everything mean more meaningful.
Right. And it pushes away those things that don't have many, like that aren't meaningful, that are right. The world, really. It pushes the world out and mm-hmm. allows us to be true disciples of Jesus Christ, where we don't have to worry about all the little things that are just fluff and other things
right,
around
right.
life, right?
The hollow substitutes and the hollow.
Exactly. When we know our divine nature, it just changes.
It really
it just
does.
Changes everything. So
it changes everything. It changes how we interact with others. It changes how we go about our daily lives.
Mm-hmm. It really does. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Let's see. I also really loved in the other one,
purpose
the
statement.
Declaration, the purpose statement. There were three words that stood out to me: faith, families, and unity. And I feel like that is really what we can get by being members of the Relief Society, is we can build our faith in Jesus Christ, and we can strengthen families, both of our own and of others, and we can be unified. And I feel like in this world today, there's this major lack of unity, but everybody is still looking for it. So mm-hmm. I love that that is a focus, that we can find unity and we can come together, the Zion mentality.
Yeah, I love that you just said that, because my family and I, we were talking about, we just finished spring break, and we were talking about the world and the chaos that it is. And I don't know, just lots of things. Like, we just went to Washington, D.C. over spring break, and all the Civil War things and the world, you know, like there's all the memorials. And so we were just kind of talking about the world today and the differences and the similarities even, and the war that really is happening, even if it's not a organized war, if you will,
right,
but how unity can really bring us together if we allow it.
Absolutely.
And that's as a world, as an organization, but even like just as disciples of Christ, being unified in purpose of coming to him,
yes,
and teaching others of Jesus Christ. We don't have to have the same viewpoints. We don't have to agree on everything. Better
right.
if we don't. And
right.
We can bring what we have in common and be united as disciples. I think that's actually going
right.
to be something that's huge that we need to
absolutely.
work
And I feel like as we unite as disciples, it empowers us. It empowers us to be so much more. We have that godly power in our life, and it enables us to be the Lord's hands and to do more, be more.
Yeah, absolutely. It just reminded me when you said that of gathering. I think the importance of gathering really set in for me after COVID, and just wanting to be at church with my ward, right? And the importance of singing together and just being together,
right,
was really reiterated at that time, I think. And since then, I'm like, we need to gather. Like, we really
we
do need to be together as wards, as stakes, as Relief Society sisters, whether it's small groups like we're creating here, or just our formal Relief Society meeting. And I think some people are like, oh, Relief Society, we're like old people. I think we need to get out of that mentality and
yeah,
really
for sure.
be united as sisters in the gospel, and be united in teaching, and just
right.
be willing to gather and say, okay, like, what can we do to help gather the people around us that aren't showing up to church, or that are not members of the church, or how can we help this sister that's having a hard time? I think just working more together, it really will change everything locally and globally. So
yeah, you mentioned COVID. That was a big thing that I noticed during COVID as well, is the lack of community when we all had to retreat. It was the community that I missed. I missed people
mm-hmm.
helping me raising my children, and I missed, you know, other people looking out for, you know, just looking out for each other. And
yeah.
so, yeah, I agree. I felt like that was something that I learned a lot.
Yeah, it was definitely a shift for my mentality, especially with church after that, mm-hmm. like how much I needed those people, and
yeah,
we needed each other. So
definitely.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate your insight and your willingness to be here today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. Don't forget to join the email list so you know when the Your Divine Role course goes live. Our email list will be given an opportunity to sign up first. It includes 12 plus course videos, a workbook that is 45 plus pages long, a community, and more. I can't wait to see you then.